Good morning. Thank everybody for coming. Thank everybody for their wishes on my son's bar mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, it definitely was a hectic weekend, but we're all still standing. Today's topic, I'd like to talk about Pesach. Obviously, it's fast approaching. When you don't think about Pesach until the day after your son's bar mitzvah, it hits you like a truck. So Pesach is coming, and I'd like to deal with an important topic, chametz. Now really, when we think of chametz on Pesach, we think of the practical things around our house, right? If we still have kids or grandkids running around the house, we're thinking, where could Cheerios get? And unfortunately, the designer of Cheerios made them very aerodynamic. They move, they fly, and they get everywhere. Okay, so if you're worried about Cheerios, you're worried about your liquor collection, you know, lots of things which we have chametz around the house, which we have to get rid of. But that's the basic mindset that we have. What I would like to talk about today is Vinny's chametz. You know my friend Vinny?
Vinny lives in Queens.
No. I grew up in Brooklyn, in Bensonhurst. There are lots of Vinnies back in the day. Now the Jews of Borough Park extended there already. But in my days, there'll also be a lot of Vinnies in Bensonhurst. Right? So, my landsman from Brooklyn. So, I would like to talk about Vinny's chametz. Dealing with the chametz owned by a Gentile, which has connections to us. I want to go through a few scenarios, but we really all have Vinny's chametz is something which can affect everybody here. I'll throw out a few scenarios. First one happens to be the story that happened to me. I was a kid, and years ago, and my friend, good friend of mine, Dave, offered me tickets to a Nets basketball game in Chol HaMoed. Nice way to spend Chol HaMoed, watch a nice basketball game. Went out to the Meadowlands. This is years ago. And it wasn't just tickets to a game. This friend Dave, his father was a vice president, I believe at the time, in a company called Nabisco. And we had Nabisco suite in the Meadowlands arena. So, me and quite a few friends pack in to this VIP suite. You had screens, you had couches, beautiful glass right there on top of the box seats to watch the game. Amazing experience. It was the only time I ever went to a basketball game. But now, I did say this from Nabisco's suite. So all around the suite, there were pictures of Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, whatever they made. When the Torah says, well, yirlecha chametz, it doesn't mean you shouldn't see chametz, right? Especially if it's just a picture. But okay, so far so good, that was fine. At one point in the game, one of my friends decided, hey, there's lots of cabinets over here. I wonder what they have inside of it.
Guess what?
They start opening the cabinets, and next thing you know, we are in Oreo cookie heaven. There are thousands and thousands of Oreo cookies of all flavors for the taking for the inhabitants of the suite.
Just close the cabinets.
Just close the cabinets. I didn't see it. Right? That's also not part of Bar Rabbi Yamotze. If you make believe you didn't see it, you know. It's funny, by Hashalos Aveda, the Torah wrote a specific law not to close your eyes to it. You know, here the Torah tells you not to see it, but that doesn't help. Just closing your eyes doesn't help after you see it. So what do you do in a scenario like that? That's not your chametz. It's Vinny's chametz.
owner of.
But you're there. You're using the suite. You have access to the suite. You really have access to all that chametz. What do you do? It's Pesach. That's one scenario. I see we have the kamikaze kanoim over here.
Start throwing it out on the basketball court.
A bad game, you start throwing it. Okay, interesting. Maybe that itself is a benefit. Okay. That's one scenario. I'll give you a second scenario. You're a good neighbor here in North Miami Beach. You're a good neighbor. You have connections with all your neighbors, especially the Gentile down the block. Because after all, he's your Shabbos Goyim. We did that earlier this year. Now he's Shabbos Goyim. Very nice to him. You even give him Shlach Manos. Right? You don't want to be left out. His kids come to you for Halloween. Okay. One day, a Gentile neighbor says to you, hey, do me a favor. Moish. He knows you know my name. Moish, do me a favor. Me and my wife are going on a cruise all the way out to islands you never heard of. We ain't going to see you. You won't be able to hear from us for the next 2 months. Do me a favor. Can you please take in all my mail, all my packages? Of course. I'm a good neighbor. I give you Mishloach Manos. Of course I'll take it in mail. It's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Okay. He's out on the cruise. Not to be heard or seen from for the next 2 months. And right there, right before Pesach, right on Pesach, he gets his big shipment of Oreo cookies. Right?
Girl Scout.
Right? You see a big box, Girl Scout cookies, even better. Right? He's a nice guy. He buys the Girl Scout cookies. Tons and tons of cookies delivered to your house. What do you do then? You're a good neighbor. Are you going to burn them?
No.
He comes back after his trip. Where's my cookies? Uh-oh. The last time you could use him for a Shabbos guy. I'll give you a third scenario. You know, a lot of businesses, Jews are in every business. You really look around, right? Pretty hard to find a scenario where there isn't a Jew directly involved in some line of business. There's always Jews everywhere, all times. So in New York, I remember one of the big shipping companies, this is not an endorsement or an accusation, but I remember one of the big shipping companies and storage companies is a place called Moishas. Big red trucks. M-O-I-S-H-E. Mamish, the Heimish way to spell it. Moishas. Moishas is a... They do moving logistics, but they also do storage. Moishas Storage Company. I'm storing thousands of people's stuff in my big warehouse in Manhattan. What happens if they have chametz there? You're opening this business obviously to everybody. Gentiles who use it. I'm storing their chametz. Is that something I have to be nervous of come the Yom Tov Pesach? So these are three scenarios. First one happened to me. You're renting something, you're using something, and there's chametz there. You rent a car. We'll talk about it in a moment. And there's chametz there. The second scenario. Simple good deed, right? They say no good deed doesn't get paid back the right way, huh? Right? You're taking your neighbor, the Gentile's male, who's on a cruise for 2 months. But there's chametz there. Or the third scenario. You're in the business. You do storage. That is absolutely ripe for situations. I'm storing other people's chametz. OPC, other people's chametz. So is there a problem about these situations? So what I'd like to do today is go through first the Gemara source, then through the Shulchan Aruch, then there's a few conceptual things I'd like to work out, followed by the practical halacha of these scenarios. So, the first case, Gemara and Pesachim, Amar Mar, Yachol Yatmin v'kabel b'kdonos min anachri. You know, a person might think, I'm allowed to take possessions to watch over things from Gentiles on Pesach. Taman lomar lo yimotze. The Torah says, lo yimotze. You can't find any chametz, including, the Gemara says, the chametz of a goyim. Gemara Pesachim Heim Beis. You're not just responsible for your own chametz. Lo yimotze includes even the chametz of a goyim. A package which you're watching on behalf of a Gentile, there you're responsible for. The Gemara challenges that. Didn't we say earlier? The Gemara darshan the pasuk of Shalcha. It has to be yours. So we darshan Shalcha iata roa. You should not see your chametz. Ava ataro shalacherim v'shal gavoa. You could see someone else's chametz. You could see something that belongs to Hektish. So there's another drasha which says chametz is only limited to something that you own. Has to be shalcha. Answers the Gemara lo kasha. There's not a steer here between the two psukim. Ha de kibel of achrayas, ha de lo kibel of achrayas. There's a difference of whether or not you accepted responsibility for it. If it's something which there's no responsibility, you didn't accept any responsibility for it, then we say, okay, if it's a Gentile's chametz, you're not responsible for that. But if it's chametz that you did accept the responsibility for, and we'll see soon what that means, then the halacha is that's included in Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze. 100% an Isser Min HaTorah for one who has responsibility for a Gentile's chametz, you have a problem. Now, right off the bat, you guys are already panning through our three scenarios. Right? The first case, the basketball game that I went to years ago. There might be someone in this room that was there too. But the basketball game, that VIP suite that went to. Pashtos, there was no, I didn't accept any responsibility for that chametz when I walked in there. Let's go to a game. Now, granted, I have access. If you're in the suite, what do you think they put all those cookies for? They put it there for the person in the suite to take. But do I have a responsibility to watch those cookies? I'm not sure. Let's say the kamikaze kanoi over here again. Let's say you went and you burnt down the suite. L'chora, you would have a responsibility in there. That might be because you're a mazik. I don't know that there's any, like, are you a shomer? I'm not sure. Huh? We got a ticket. Someone gave us a ticket. But I didn't pay money for it, but I have a ticket. I have a pass. I went to this VIP suite, and it's surrounded with chametz. It has chametz. I accepted the ticket. I'm there. If I would damage it, I'm sure they would hold the people who went to the suite responsible. Yeah.
The ticket itself creates some sort of agreement. Similar if you're in a hotel and they have a bar in your hotel room, right? And they have the nuts and the drinks and stuff. You have to be able to move off of your ownership of it because you have some sort of legal connection to it now.
Right. Now, you've heard that personally?
Yes.
That scenario. Perfect case. Right? Because you go to a hotel, hotel's even one step removed, I would think. Because a hotel, when you have a bar, right, you have to pay for it. So you don't have, you have the right to buy it, but they're not giving it to you to begin with unless you pay for it. The VIP suite by the basketball game, there you have access to it already.
But it's a principal investment. It's set aside for you.
Right.
Set aside for you.
Right.
And you have the ability through your ticket or through your key to that room, your ticket to the ball game, you have first priority over it. And you have Kadima. So if someone wants to walk into your suite and wants to take it, it's your map.
Right.
Well, how can you do that? You have no ownership to it. LMI, you have some sort of a prize or advice.
Excellent point. You're right. You're right. So I like that. Your case is one step even further, but you're right. I hear your argument. And that case, you know, people go to hotels all the time on Pesach. You have a nice little chalamoli trip. You go to a hotel, and they'll have a bar there. They'll have snack. Every hotel does this now. It's very smart. Well, I'm sure a lucrative business.
I
would hope the Pesach programs rent out the hotel. Be smart enough to get the chametz out of the rooms. I would hope. But the mashkiach doesn't go as far beyond the kitchen. I don't know. Right. Right.
Or whatever, and there's chametz all over the place.
Right.
So what's the big deal?
So let me just clarify. The first scenario, right? The first scenario was this case of where we had a VIP suite at a basketball game of Chol Hamoed covered with Oreo and Chips Ahoy cookies. So the feeling is that case is worse than you go into Publix. You go into Publix, granted there's chametz in the store, obviously that's not a problem. You're allowed to see chametz. The problem is when the chametz comes into your possession, into your access, and into your responsibility. We'll have to define exactly what the parameters are. Let me go to the Shulchan Aruch for that case. You know, the second scenario we gave, just to review the cases and keep them in mind. The second scenario we gave was you're taking your friend, the Gentile's mail. The Gentile neighbor, the Shabbos guy, goes on the cruise for 2 months. You're taking all his mail, all his packages, and he gets a shipment of Girl Scout cookies right there at Erev Pesach. And your third case is Moshe's moving and storage company. You have a big warehouse in Manhattan for everyone's storage, and you're storing chametz. So let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about these halachas in the middle of your sheets. Simin Tuf Mem. Ein Yehudi shehifkid chimtzo eitzel Yisrael. A Gentile who gives as a pikadon something to watch by a Jew, imhu chayi b'achar yuso, if the Jew has a responsibility towards it, if he's chayiv in what happens to that pikadon, migneva v'aveda, to the degree that he's liable even if it gets stolen or lost. We know from the Gemara and Baba Metzia, the Gemara gives different levels of responsibility. So the most basic level of Shomer Chinam, which we'll talk about in a second, he's only responsible for negligence. Beyond negligence, if something gets stolen or something gets lost, that's not his responsibility, as long as it wasn't a pshia, it wasn't a carelessness. A Shomer Sacher is somebody who either gets paid or really gets something back in return. In many scenarios, you really are a Shomer Sacher because I'm going to get back something in return. You know, it could be viewed a neighbor who asks you to do something. Are you a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sacher? They help you all the time. That's a Shomer Sacher. You're getting back something. So if you have, the Shulchan Aruch first is writing, if you have the responsibility to the level of Geneva Vaveda, look what the halacha is. Bein shehu bebeso, bein shebechol makom bershuso. Whether the chametz is sitting in your house or any other part of your property, chayiv levaro, 100% Shulchan Aruch halacha, you are chayiv to be mevarit. Now, it's not yours. So you look in the Mishnah Berurah there on the bottom of the sheet that I have. Quotes really the Gemara we just read. Dechsev sor lo yimati b'rotecham. Can't find any chametz in your house. Mashma afil sor enu shalol gamri. even if it's not yours, gam kein osur min haTorah. It is still not a derabanan, not a minug. Even if the chametz is not yours, that's why our title today is Vinny's chametz. It's 100%. These are Vinny's Girl Scout cookies. 100%. It's an iser daraisa. Mi'al kapanim mari b'shekibol of achrayas. The case is talking where you have responsibility, right? When your neighbor went on a trip, we'll see in a second, you accept the responsibility. The Torah considers it yours because of this. Chavetz Chaim qualifies though, let's say he gave you something, but there was no responsibility whatsoever. Leka isur la shoso. In that case, there's no iser to have it by you. This Mishnah Berurah basically summarizes our Gemara and showing us that this Gemara is a halacha l'maisa. Vinny's chametz, if you accept responsibility, right now the Shulchan Aruch said only the responsibility of Geneva Vaveda, a higher level of responsibility, a Shomer Sachar type level, then one would be responsible for that chametz. You have a mitzvah, you have a chayv levara. Now, let me read the next Mishnah Berurah also, just to clarify the case a little more. Chayv b'achriyuso, person is responsible for what happens to it. Mari shekibol of achrayis behedge of economy yada. First thing the Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about a case of where you actually verbally and through a kinyan, accept the responsibility for this Gentile's chametz. The lavachi ain't in shomer la'akum. Otherwise, you don't just generally have a responsibility to be a shomer for a guy. This is a different topic. But for example, you know, a guy lost something. So there's no din hashavas aveda by a guy. The mitzvah of hashavas aveda is specifically by a Jew. We could talk about Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, but automatically, if you found a Jew's object, you would automatically be a Shomer. You already have a responsibility put upon you from the Torah to watch this thing. By a Gentile, that doesn't exist, but if you make up an agreement with him, you're going to watch this thing, then of course, you have responsibility of a Shomer. But he adds another step to Mishnah Berurah. V'imdina malchus shemischayi b'achrayis afil b'stama isha shenasa shomer af b'lo kinyin nami havi b'shus of Yisrael. Chavetz Chaim adds a very interesting step. If let's say, based on the legal laws, let's say an American law, I don't know the rules of this, but let's say there's some good scenario in the law, you find something, I don't know, let's say it's an excessive value, there's a few lawyers in the audience, I don't know. But let's say you find something of major value and American law says in such a scenario you are responsible to help to find the owner. In that case, you see from the Chafetz Chaim, we respect Dina and the Malchus of Dina, even without a Kenyan, that's also yours in terms of chametz. And you have the responsibility. Yes?
Applying my fire. Oh, no. If your house burns down and you have Vinny's chametz sitting in your house, are you going to include it in your insurance claim?
I mean, the Girl Scout cookies.
So
that just for the Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
So
let me clarify this. You're right. When we're talking about, we're not saying, at least at this point in the share, I'll show you in a moment. I'll see something maybe a little different later. But at this point in the share, all that we're saying is Vinny's chametz halachically becomes your responsibility on Pesach once you have some liability towards it. Are you the owner of Vinny's chametz? I'm still calling it Vinny's chametz. Vinny owns the chametz, but halachically, if you're liable for this in terms of Geneva Vaveda, then that's enough responsibility to call it in terms of chametz. That's also part of your chiyuv bal yirah bal yimatzeh. You have to get rid of it. Oh, that's the next step. Thank you for prompting me. I always love to move further. The next step, if you skip the, I'll skip the Ramah for a moment. The Yesh Omrim, Shafilu Eina Ella Shomer Chinam, Shachai Dipshia. The Yesh Omrim says, even if it's only a case where you're responsible for Pshia, still Chayiv Avaro, you're still Chayiv to burn it, to get rid of it. Pshia is negligence. Even if you're only responsible in terms of negligence, still, that is a level that you're chayiv for chametz. So we'll get to the halacha of ma'aseh. What do we take out of here? But yeah, not pashut. Right? Yes.
If you have employees that come in and they bring their own chametz, and you're responsible somewhat, I mean, I guess it's your premises. So you're going to be chayiv chametz for their.
No.
So that might be okay. That's another complicated case. You're bringing up, you have a business. Your business is open on Pesach. I assume that's what you're talking about. You open on Chol Moed. And your employees come in with chametz. Now, you have no responsibility. Like, let's say on a regular day, a guy brought his lunch in and somebody else took it. You as the owner are not responsible. So that's a case simply, there's no achrayus there. Now, there might be other issues involved in Hilchos Pesach, why we don't want that around. But right now we're talking about chametz where there's some type of responsibility. Whether the responsibility comes because I have the ticket to a suite, whether the responsibility comes because I'm watching someone's taking someone's mail, or I have a storage business. Those are the cases, but that's not simple either. So that's another good thing. All of these topics, what I'd like to do today is bring up an awareness for Vinny's chametz. You know, pashas, we think of chametz of just, Moshe's chametz. We don't think of Vinny's chametz. If Vinny's chametz is something I was responsible, there are many, practical potential shilohs which need to be discussed. Now, first thing I'd like to discuss, I want to enter the next phase. Let's try to understand a few concepts trouble me immediately when we talk about this idea. So what we've established is that one is responsible on Pesach not only to get rid of chametz that you own, chametz that belongs to you, but also chametz which belongs to a Gentile. It's Vinny's chametz. But somehow you have some responsibility there. It's around your house. You have access to it. You have responsibility towards it. So then, that's also something you have to take care of. Let me ask you a question. How do we get rid of our chametz practically nowadays? Okay, so we do a beer chametz. We try to get rid of whatever we find and burn it. Okay, get rid of it. We also do a bitul chametz, where we're mafkir things. We don't want any responsibility. And the third way we do, which is a rabbinic idea, you do mechiras chametz. We sell our chametz. So what do? We wait in line, we visit the Rav.
We sell it to the rabbi.
We sell it to the rabbi who sells it. I just found out who the guy is. They sell it to a guy here in the neighborhood.
His name is not Vinny.
Her name is not Vinny. But, yeah. I think they might actually be Rosa, but sounds a little Jewish. Okay, check the lineage, but they're not Jewish. And they have the chametz. Okay, great. Has anyone ever, we open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi the night of the Seder, right? It's Lel Shimurim. Has the goyim ever come in when you open the door to go get the chametz?
No.
Hasn't happened yet. But usually the chametz that you sell to a goy sits in your house the entire Pesach. Let me ask you a question. If I just said, we see from this Gemara in Pesachim, we see from the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a problem of a Jew having a Gentile's chametz under their possession, under their liability, aren't we all guilty of having Vinny's chametz? Rosa's chametz? Don't we all have Vinny's chametz in our house over Pesach? We sold our chametz to a guy, Shkayach, but now we're storing it. Now it's by us.
Do we say we're not responsible for it, period?
Oh, very good point. But how does that work? We see from here, even if you're just selling to a Gentile alone, doesn't remove our responsibility, seemingly. Because as a Gentile, chametz is also part of my responsibility. So this question troubled me quite a bit the other day. I only thought of this kasha Thursday. It's been quite hectic over the weekend. Oh, so I have two responses. One response, but this I did find in one of the svarim, is that's why if you look at the language in modern day shtar mechiras chametz. Now, for the record, I don't think I've ever seen, you know, there are many, many different languages people use for shtar mechiras chametz. There are, you know, there are common ones, you know, I guess you could find different rabbanim that use the same one, but there are many, many different ones. And they have different nuances and different ways different rabbanim conduct themselves in selling chametz. But one of the things you do find in many shtar mechiras, so it was brought up, is that you're not just selling the chametz itself, you're also selling the space, the place for where you store the chametz. So it's not Vinny's chametz is sitting by me. Vinny's chametz is sitting by Vinny. Because Vinny doesn't just own my chametz, he also owns my cabinets and my shed. And whatever other place you say, you have chametz.
But he doesn't own my pots and pans that are sitting in my cabinet, which I hypothetically have to...
So you weren't there by the cold the other night? Yeah, right, you don't have to sell your pots and pans.
I know.
According to some...
Yeah, but those pots and pans, I'm not selling. I'm selling the stuff that's in them, but right. Now they're in the cabinet that I'm selling? So
that's biltol.
So, hold on. Good point. So the simple answer to this question is that's why some people in the Shtar Mechira say I'm not just selling the chametz, I'm also selling the place of the chametz, and therefore the liability for where that chametz is in is not me. You taking responsibility for that.
That's why it's written on the Shtar, where you're selling.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's the point that Rabbi Shapiro is he's very specific as to he wants to know exactly where
right.
I didn't realize that you were selling the space.
Right. So now this is beautiful. Now he sits there. He asks you all these questions. Okay, Rabbi, now I got it. But I'll tell you, yeah.
The Chaver says it's only us, it's
Pershusa. Pershusa, exactly.
So if it's not Pershusa, I could have a prize for it. It's not a problem having a prize. I could have responsibility for it. I can have insurance on Vinny's comments in Vinny's house. It's not a problem. It's only a problem with that.
Correct. Right. You're already distinguishing. Correct. You know, really in the first scenario that we had, that's already a little tricky. You know, what's the access you have in a suite? But if you have, Bereshuso might mean Lavda has to be in your house. Something that you have control over might also be. But I would tell you, though, and this I haven't looked up well, but I was bothered with you, Josh. Like, to me, conceptually, that sounds a little tricky. This is my house, but inside my house, okay, this shelf, that's the guy's. This shelf is mine. Now, okay, the modern day post can say you should put up a sign, differentiate, okay. But conceptually, it sounds hard to grip. Why, like, how does that work? I'm selling this part to the guy, but it's still in your house. It's part of your house. A little strange. So I wonder if, one, this is just a potential answer, and it was suggested by somebody, so I'm backing you up, Mrs. Eckert, is perhaps, maybe that's whole part of the whole mechira to begin with. If I'm selling my chametz to a guy to rid myself from the Isser Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, and he understands that's why I'm doing it, I'm doing it to get rid of this chametz, then obviously you're not taking any responsibility or liability for that chametz. If I sell you something, I say, you know what, I'm taking no liability for it, then you're not going to be responsible for it. Now, is that... That should be something spoken out. I'm not sure if we could assume that's included in the sale unless that's spoken out. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll add this line if I made a shtar mechira. But, potentially that's a second answer one could say. Even if it's not the place itself, but this is part of the deal when I sell them the chametz. I'm selling you, Vinny, I'm selling you the chametz. But you know what? I'm not taking any responsibility. You might have it in my house, but I, there's no responsibility. If anything happens to it, I'm not responsible. And he says, fine. Vinny says, I'm getting money for doing nothing. I'm just taking, you know, chametz from all these Jews. Okay.
Money for nothing.
I'll do it.
Isn't the whole selling chametz thing a really strong bitty of it? You know, I've never liked the whole idea. I've never been comfortable with it. Always seemed like being a bit of a con. I never liked it. Do you sell egress to the
Hobbits
as well?
What is that?
Egress, do you sell the egress?
Oh, fancy words. Real, the answer is yeah. You're supposed to sell access also. Yes.
So yeah. Is it a bidyevin? Is it a major bidyevin?
So I don't want to get into it. Mr. Brass, you bring up a very good concept, topic, which really deserves its own share. I forgot to scan through all the Reisharf and Shirim to see if he gave one on the Chirat Chametz. Sure, he must have. But Mechiras Chametz itself is its own topic. And you're right. There are many poskim who talk in strong terms like you. Like, hey, what's the pshat of this idea? Is it a real sale, not a real sale? The simple answer is it is a real sale. And it is something that works. But you're right. It may not be something that we should overuse. You know, poskim talk about that too. You know, not, you know, it's something that you use upon need. But you're right, if you could get rid of some things, it's better to get rid of some things. But that's its own topic. So, the first point, which I hope we straightened out, is the difference between our scenarios and anybody's Mechiras Chametz, where really you have Vinny's Chametz in your, seemingly, in your possession. So you can see one of two things. Either it's not in your possession because I sell the spot also, or you're really making the sale absolving yourself from any liability.
If that's the case, then if there's a fire in your house, that's for shalom. And the house burns down, you have to pay that. You can go over to Vinny and say, by the way, you bought everybody's comments, and by the way, I'm telling you, you know, you didn't pay for it, now you have to pay for it. Yes, you owe us $3,000, but the $3,000 of the hummus in the factory got burned down. If it was nobody's fault, then they were.
Right.
So obviously, it's the first reason. It has to be.
So I would say like this, I would assume it's the first reason. But the second, that's why I think the second reason can't just work with Stam Das. You would have to put that as a clause in, if you made a clause like that, it's like any other Tanai. You could make a Tanai that I'm selling you this, but without any liability.
You're saying that you think that the boy is liable for the hummus because he was destroyed while stealing your possessions? Is that what you're saying?
It's
not true.
Okay, let me jump to another area.
You're responsible. You're not responsible unless it's delivered.
Let me get to another area. Second area that I'd like to get to. Okay, so we got the halacha that we're responsible not just for our chametz, we're also responsible for Vinny's chametz. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. If I have some liability for that chametz, I took my neighbor's mail, and in that mail there's chametz. I have a storage company, in there is chametz. Okay. We got to first base. Now I know you have responsibility for it. What do you do? Can I get rid of somebody else's chametz? How do I get rid of somebody else's chametz? Now what's the normal way you get rid of somebody else's chametz? destroy it, you burn it. Okay. Now, once again, we have our friend, the kamikaze Kanoi. He's going to go and burn all the chametz. Now, that's probably not so simple. What do you think would be the halacha if you burnt Vinny's chametz? He comes to you after Pesach, and he says, I want my chametz back. And you said, I burnt it. You know what the halacha is? You have to pay him. 100%. You have to pay every penny. Just because you're doing a Torah din of getting rid of chametz doesn't take away your monetary responsibility of damaging somebody else. The mice, you damaged his thing. Seemingly, you would have to pay.
But I thought you have the right to buy it back.
Huh?
I thought you have the right to buy it back.
I'm not talking in a case of where you sold chametz. I'm talking in a case of where I'm watching someone else's chametz, for example.
Storage company,
or I am a a good neighbor taking the Shabbos guy's mail in while he's on a cruise. So, okay, one could burn it, but that's in case of fire break glass. That's the last resort.
Criminal.
You
took possession.
Yeah. Storage is going to go out of business. Yes, that was, it's not a good business practice to burn your customers' possessions. Don't recommend it.
You can collect the insurance.
Yeah. Gosh. Can you get the insurance money for chametz on Pesach? Okay. Yeah. New Shiloh. Now, I'd like you, if you could turn for a moment to the back of your sheets. There's a wonderful sefer in Hilchos Pesach called the Makor Chayim. It was written by the author of Nesivos HaMishpat, Rav Yaakov Milisa, which nemesis I call of the Ksos and Nesivos. So he wrote a sefer in Hilchos Pesach, which is heavily quoted. Mishabura quotes it quite a bit. And he discusses this topic. He writes, wonderful piece. I want to read this inside. Vini b'chamit sho'akam shekibol avachrayas. If the chametz, if Vinny's chametz, you have responsibility for, va'akam inakam ha'akser lo. Now, obviously, the easiest thing to do is give him back his chametz. But practically, that's why I gave you a case where he's on a cruise, can't get in touch with him for the next 2 months. Or B, you own the storage company. Also, not a good business practice. Right? You could store all your chametz, everything here until April 15th, not because of tax season, but because of Passover. Everyone has to take back their storage, right? Your business is also going to be shut down pretty quickly. Not a good way to do business. So, he's not here to return it. So first he says, I don't know, the only way to do it is to burn it. Last resort. So the first scenario is, can I sell his chametz? That's an interesting idea. I one of the ways we just talked about how I get rid of my chametz is I sell my chametz. Can I sell? I go to Rabbi Shapiro with my Shtar Mechira, right? Including, he's asking, what are you selling? Including 10 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, right? Shapiro's like, why are you into Girl Scout cookies? I'm not, it's my neighbors. Can I sell my this Gentile's chametz? So he writes, the Lomokhra Kodim Yisura Eina Yachel, the Ein Adam Mocher Dover She'eno Shalo. You can't sell something which doesn't belong to you. Simple idea. How could I sell something which I don't own? As we said before, it's Vinny's chametz. I might have a halachic responsibility for this chametz on Pesach, but it's owned by Vinny. You can't sell somebody else's thing. Now let's stop for a moment. Let's change our case. What happens if I was watching another Jew's chametz who went on a cruise? And he totally forgot it's Pesach. Let's assume for a moment that he didn't do anything to take care of his chametz. You could have these cases. Rahman's son, he have a neighbor, you know, gets into a coma. Someone who's sick. Right? He has chametz. He never did anything to take care of it. You're a good neighbor. You're taking care of it, his possessions and everything. But he never did anything to take care of his chametz. Could I sell it on his behalf? So the halacha is you could. Because there's a concept of shlichus by a Jew. I could be his emissary. I could be his agent to act on his behalf. Well, isn't normally shlichus work that you appoint somebody to act as your agent? In this case, Rahman Son, the person's in a coma. He never appointed you. So there's a further idea in shlichus called zachiyah. Zachin la'adim shlo b'fanav. If I know this is for his benefit, I can act on his behalf to be an agent, even if he didn't appoint me. But that's only by a Jew. So by a Jew in a scenario, I'm left somehow with another Jew's chametz. Pesach is coming. What do I do? This is important. These cases come up also. If you're left with another Jew's chametz, and Pesach is coming, right, then one would be able to use the idea of Zechiah and Shlichus to do it on his behalf. However, by the Goy case, it's worse. Because he brings V'gamin Zechiah v'Shlichus la'akum. When it comes to a Goy, you can't act on his behalf. You can't be an agent. This special idea of Shlichus, of being an agent acting on someone else's behalf, is a special idea, a special power that Jews have within each other. I can act as a shliach, as an agent, on behalf of another Jew. I can't act as an agent on behalf of a Gentile. So now I'm stuck.
So why can't you just
sell it. I'm in trouble. Ooh.
Just sell the place.
That's an interesting chab. That's an interesting chab. Right? It's good we have a few yeshiva guys here. Right? He said, okay, granted I can't sell the chametz of the guy, but why can't I sell the place in my house which has that chametz? So if the whole problem is it's in your liability, if I sell the spot of liability, then I'm okay. Interesting. Think about that.
Isn't that what he said? Isn't that what he brings down?
Where?
It's a distinction without a difference. But at the end of the day, you're still selling his chametz.
No, there he's talking about selling the chametz itself. Oh, to put in someone else's possession. Good. Excellent. You're right. Really? Correct. Meaning, even if I have the responsibility. Right. Excellent. Right. He's right. You're mechametz Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham does give this as an etzah. The Magen Avraham does say, if I put the chametz in somebody else's house, which is really what your scenario is, I'm giving away the place, even in your own house, but I sell that place to a guy. I'm a little more nervous about the case. But definitely if I put it in someone else's property, even if I have the responsibility, but it's not Bereshuso, you'll be okay, because that's the clause. You're right. It has to be considered within your shus. Yes.
Can you put a clause in the shtar when you're selling the chametz that any rights or responsibilities that I might have in the property should still be sold when I'm selling it?
Yeah, so I really think that was part of my suggestion before. You're right. If you put a clause into that, I think that will also help. I'm not sure. I'm going to now analyze more, try to get my hands on more shtar and mechiras to see if anyone puts in a clause like that. It'd be very interesting to see. Like, going back to the idea before, of potentially putting a clause in, I'm selling it to you, resolving any of your responsibility rights and liabilities.
You say sell, because if he leaves to himself to be sold.
Interesting question.
If you want to own it, you want to sell it back to you. If you lease it for 2 weeks, well, 2 weeks go and it solves itself.
So,
yeah, but the language is basically missing it.
This is another good topic. What exactly is leasing? The entire world today, everything we do, we lease.
You still have
title. Yes. Not simple. Hold on. Shh. So I just want to share with you one idea. Gosh, there's so much to talk about over here. I want to share with you the maskana of what the Makor Chaim says. He ends up off saying you would be allowed to sell or even the mevaria anything to someone else's chametz. You know why? Halacha is, once Pesach comes and there's chametz in the possession, you know, by a Jew, everyone has a responsibility to get rid of chametz. Everybody. And being the fact that everybody has a responsibility to get rid of chametz, the guy, if he knew that his chametz, boy, chametz to a Jew is poison. If he knew this was poison, this is the plague to Jews, he'd be miyayish. He would give up hope from his chametz. There's a concept, one of the most famous sugyas in Shas, called Yish Lomidas. Yish, a person giving up hope over an object. You lose an object, you give up hope over it, so then in that case, it's finders keepers. But that's only if you knew about it and gave up hope. If you didn't know about something, so that's a whole complicated sugya called Yish Lomidas, where the loser, he lost an object, didn't know about it that time. Yish Lomidas. Machlokas by Varava. However, the Makor Chaim says this is better than this. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia gives a case. Let's say you see someone's lost object. I lost something and it's going down the river. I lost it, fell out. It's not in the canal. I just jump in and get it. It's mamish going down a raging river. So the Gemara says, in that case, everybody's miyayish. Automatically. We could assume that. So the Makor Chaim, the Yeshiva says, we could assume that over here. Chametz of a guy, fascinating chiddush. Chametz of a guy, we could assume he's miyayish, gives up hope from that chametz, and therefore practically you would be allowed to sell it. You have possession of it, you have control over it to do whatever you can to get rid of it, including selling it. So even though normally I can't sell a possession that doesn't belong to me, but one would be able to sell a guy's chametz, the Makor Chaim Paskins, because of the fact that we assume the girl gave him hope about it. And now I could have control and I could sell it. That's what the Yeshiva says. Fascinating idea.
One problem.
Yeah.
That concept is not recognized in American law. Period.
I mean, yes.
It is not recognized.
Very good point. Now, this is its own topic, right? We've traveled quite a few topics today. You know the halachas of Yesh Lomidas and lost objects within Torah law versus American law. I was brought it up a little before about when is there ever a responsibility in American law to return things. That's a good point. Nice topic. I'd love to do it one day. But let me show you this inside halacha l'maaseh. So now I want to get back, a few minutes left, just clarify the halacha l'maaseh of what's going on over here. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah back on the first page, in the Os Dalid, where the Mechaber said, you're chayiv, you're responsible to get rid of Vinny's chametz. He says, chayiv b'shoshe gives man a beer. One is responsible once the time of getting rid of chametz comes. If the Gentile is not here for you to return it to him, at that point in time, you would have to get rid of it. V'mahani b'zeh bitl u'mechira k'mo b'chametz shelo. Could I be mevatel it? Could I sell it? Just like I do with my own chametz. Yesh deos b'achronim. The Chavetz Chaim brings, look, there are different opinions amongst the later achronim. Tahar b'mehem sfir le'do mahani k'iv v'shenok of chametz shelo. Many people say you can't get rid of it because you don't own it. I can't be mevatel or I can't sell something which is not mine. However, but there are many who are makel and say you could get rid of it. And he brings the idea, which was mentioned before also, Fidas Amagin Avram, the Sivkotan Alf, Yeshtakana Sheyachser V'yavkid B'yad Akam Acher. I could just sell the place that I have. I could get rid of the chametz in my possession. Chavetz Chaim brings exactly your point. And okay, and maybe the other person will take the responsibility. What's best to do both? So the Chafetz Chaim is writing over here, practically, if you have Vinyas Chametz, if you have Girl Scout cookies from your neighbor, so you should sell it. You should sell it. Now, it's not so simple. Some people say you can't sell it. Okay? I could try to get rid of the chametz itself also. Try to sell the chametz, sell the place. But it's definitely not so simple. Because according to some acharonim, selling it doesn't really help because you don't own it. It's not yours. This idea of the yeshivas is a chiddush. But the Chafetz Chaim is bringing it l'halacha, bringing an idea that one could sell or be mevatel even Vinny's chametz. But it has to be something on your mindset. When you go to the Rav to sell your chametz, if you know you have chametz of a Gentile, then one should include that in his mechira. Let me just show you one more step, halach l'maisa. We also talked about, in the Shulchan Aruch, gave two shitas. One said I'm responsible for a guy's chametz only in the case where I'm liable on the level of a shomer sachar. I'm liable of a high level of liability, even for Geneva Vazena. But there's a Yesh Omrim that said, even if I just have a basic level of responsibility, of pshia, of carelessness, I'm also responsible. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Ches in the back of your sheets, the Mishnah Berurah ends off, he does write ideally, even if it's a scenario, I'm not making any money off it, I'm not Maisha's moving storage business. For sure over there, I have problems I have to take care of. Vinny's chametz. But even where I'm a shomer chinam, I'm doing a good deed, I'm not getting paid, the Mishnah Berurah does write, l'chachila, person should be zar about this. However, you look at the second to last line of the next Mishnah Berurah, he writes, "Mekol malkol me'ikar kedera rishona." We do paskin like the first day. So practically, let's go through our three cases. If I'm a case of where I don't really have liability, or my liability in my VIP suite, at best, you could say I'm a shomer chinam, probably. Unless you say I'm a shomer sachar, I'm getting benefit from it, I don't know. But where it's a shomer chinam type case, I didn't really accept much responsibility over here. Maybe you could say that by a neighbor case also. Maybe that's also a shomer chinam, maybe that's stronger, maybe that's a shomer sachar, because neighbors, you do me a favor, I get you a favor, that's a benefit, maybe that's considered payment. But if it's a level of a shomer chinam, look, l'chachilo, you should try to get rid of that chametz too. But if one can't, the Chafetz Chaim says, one, there's room to be mekel, because maybe you're not responsible altogether. That level of responsibility in case one, and maybe case two, not as much. But definitely, if you're a shomer sachar, if you have a high level of liability for this Gentile's chametz, for sure, if you're my third case where you're a business, I took in, you're paying me for storage, then for sure I have a responsibility. It's questionable how you get rid of it. Could I do mechira? Could I do bittul? But the Chafetz Chaim did bring that one could be mekel in such a way. So either way, when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach, first and foremost, we should be busy with getting rid of our own chametz. But to keep in mind that Vinny's chametz sometimes lurks somewhere within our possession, and that's also something that we have to be careful about. Thank you very much.